And so this evening we'll continue our meditation in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, the third chapter, and this evening we'll just consider the two verses, number 7 and 8. So the 7th and 8th verses in the third chapter of Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians. And Paul says, "Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Well, the Apostle Paul makes a very clear statement, and very clearly he gives all the honour and glory to God. He doesn't claim any virtue himself. He doesn't say, well, he was worthy of any notice, but he puts all the blessing back to God, and very clearly tells us that it is because of the grace of God, which is the free unmerited favour of God to each one of us, and especially here to the Apostle Paul, in blessing him with this wonderful favour of being called to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And he tells us, "Whereof I was made a minister." And he was made a minister by God. He didn't make himself a minister. Although he was very well educated and very knowledgeable on the things of God, because he'd been brought up at the feet of Gamaliel, but nonetheless, he clearly states here that he was made a minister. And every true servant of God who is called to preach the gospel, all God's people are servants, let's not forget that, but there are those who God does, in his sovereign will and purpose, ordain to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And those servants are made servants by God. They don't produce it themselves. They don't obtain it by their natural learning. It is the gift of God to such. And so the Apostle clearly states this: "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power." This was a glorious gift, and a glorious gift that God does give to some to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so he tells us here that he was given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You see, God's power is not ineffectual. God's power is effectual. And therefore, through the preaching of the gospel, through those whom he has sent to preach the gospel, it will be an effectual word. It won't be just mere, as it were, beating the air, just a mere historical account, just something very interesting to our natural intellect. But it will have the effect of the work of the Holy Spirit upon the hearts of true believers. And how amazing this is, and how wonderful it is, and how we recognize and prove it is because of his grace, the effectual working of his power. And those of us who know the effect of that power through the preaching to our souls have the evidence that it is not of the flesh, it is of the blessed wonder-working power of Almighty God. And then he therefore explains, he tells us what he's like. "Unto me." Yes, it was unto the Apostle Paul, that man who'd been a persecutor, that man who had opposed the things of God. He tells, "Unto me." And then he describes himself. What a good description it is. What a humbling description it is. And how necessary it is that those who are called to be ministers don't think they're great, don't think they're anybody important. But the Apostle Paul lays it out clearly here. He says, unto me, who am less? He doesn't say the least. He says, less than the least of all saints. He put himself right at the bottom, below everyone else. Less than the least. That's a good position for all of us, really, to consider ourselves less than the least. Never to think we're worthy of notice. Never to think that we should expect to be spoken well of, but to recognise that we are less than the least, but yet wonderfully privileged to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. So he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. And what a grace it is. You see, God gives grace to all of his people. He gives different graces, but what a mercy it is if those who are called receive, and they will receive, this blessed and wonderful grace given. And that is this great purpose, to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. We know, of course, that Paul was specifically sent to the Gentiles, and therefore he is now speaking to the Gentiles, principally those at Ephesus, and he's able to speak in this way, that I should preach. How important it is that he had, therefore, thus saith the Lord. He could tell them that he was sent by God. It wasn't just something he dreamt up. He'd been sent by Almighty God, and it was through his great and glorious grace to preach among the Gentiles this wonderful truth, the unsearchable riches of Christ. That means the riches contained in the Saviour are just beyond our natural ability to search out in their depth and wonder and glory. And so it is an amazing truth to think that Almighty God chooses unworthy sinners to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. And just think about the Saviour and what he did. Although he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we through his riches, through his poverty, might be rich. We receive the grace of God. We receive the truth of God. We receive the evidence that we are amongst those for whom Christ has died, those for whom he has gone to prepare a place for in glory. This is the great and glorious Saviour that the Apostle was privileged to declare, and it's the same Saviour that all the servants of God are privileged to declare, and we should never try to move away from this. This is the centre of the gospel. This is central to our religion. If it is not, then we're lacking. We're in a wrong course. But oh, what a blessing it is to recognise the wonder of this, the unsearchable riches of Christ. You see, this will put Christ so high, so lifted up, that we, you and I will bow down by his grace and worship him, that one who has done so much to redeem our souls, that one who has not passed us by, that one who has looked upon us and he saw us lost and ruined in the fall, and yet loved us, notwithstanding all. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Well, it's a tremendous subject, isn't it? We can't really enter into it at all tonight. Time doesn't permit. But nonetheless, let us meditate upon these two verses and realise the great truth that it contains. And may our souls be encouraged and blessed. The Lord bless his word. Amen.